Hi, Bree.
Hey, Abby. Hi, listeners.
Hi, dear listeners. Welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast,
which is slightly frazzled, sometimes not on topic, and
but always enthusiastic.
But always enthusiastic. Today we are fueled by pulled pork, rice, mm-hmm. cookies, and white wine.
Yep, it's great.
It sounds bad when you like
put it all in. That's all
in a like, blender inside like, of me,
swirling around in our stomachs.
What'd you have for lunch?
Chet's pizza.
I had pizza.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that and I would have to admit to it on the air.
Leftover or fresh?
Leftover from there was, okay, listeners, fuck Michigan weather. Mm-hmm. There was like an ice
storm. Actually, anywhere in the Midwest if you're there.
Yeah. There was an ice storm last night and or yesterday, mm-hmm. like during the day. And I was like, I'm not leaving my bed. So I ordered Jets and I watched 3 Harry Potter movies.
She did. And I like, we were texting and then I was talking to Jake and I was like, Bree's watching Harry Potter. I really want to go over there, but it is icing outside. Yeah. I was like, I'm really jealous. And he's like, well, we can watch them. And I'd thought for sure he'd been like Harry Potter'd out.
Yeah.
But he likes the movies more than he cares to admit, I think.
Yeah.
So then we watched, I was like, which one do you want to watch? You can pick. And he was like scrolling through them. And I knew he was aiming towards the second one, which is my least favorite movie. And I could see him hovering. And I was like, please, like one request. Like there's 8 movies, just anyone but the second one. He's like, well, I want to watch them in order. So, and I was like, fine. I was happy he let me watch Harry Potter. So I let him choose. The first two are my least favorite. Well, they're magical, but they're like,
yeah,
you know.
I did the last 3.
Yeah, you wanted that's where the action.
The epic shit happens, you know? And then I was getting ready for bed and I was like, I just haven't had enough after 3. And so I turned on the Goblet of Fire.
The year, I told Brie, it's Harry Potter and the year of no haircuts.
Literally no one in that movie has had a haircut.
Like, except Cedric Diggory.
Even like the twin, like I was just thinking like all the 3 main characters. No, like everyone has long hair.
Yeah. Well, I forget who directed that one, but they must have been into that. But also, I did find some good gems in the first few that, like, because I never watched those. Like, I cried when Hermione gets called a mudblood. And I think I was just really tired and emotional, but she's like, her tears are welling up, and Hagrid's like, you're not Hermione, you're the smartest girl in school. And I was like,
That happened to me this weekend. I started crying at the end of this movie called Rock Dog.
Oh, never even heard of it.
It's an animated film. Like, I was watching it with my nephew, and at the end, he, like, finds his song, and he's like, dee, on his guitar, and then he, like, strums, and this, like, beautiful, magical thing pushes the bad guys away, and they all get really happy because of this music. Really dumb, but I was crying.
Kind of sounds like the end of Moana, like the evil things being pushed away.
A little bit,
they find themselves.
Yeah, but Moana is way better than Rock Dog.
Okay.
But I think I was like, I must be getting my period soon because I'm crying at Rock Dog right now.
Where are you in your moon cycle?
In my moon cycle, I think when that was happening, I was about 6 days out. So I should be there soon.
Okay.
If all comes when it's supposed to.
I think I'm in the part when I was sending Brie, a friend of mine is like writing these cool emails like about femininity and like your period and your cycles. And I'm in the one, it's like seasons, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm in whatever the one is right after your period where you feel like you are a fucking champion.
Oh yeah. That's the best part. It's only a week of it where you're like literally on top of the world.
Yeah. Cause you just feel energized and like, I don't know.
I would say it sucks being a woman because probably 3 weeks out of the month, you are experiencing something shitty in your moon cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 1 week, you're like living it up.
I think the worst, like the actual things of having a period are terrible, like cramps and bleeding.
Yeah.
The things that happen. But like, I don't like the week before because that's when I retain so much water.
So bloated. Like so emotional.
Yeah. Like I prefer the period week.
Yeah, well,
or at least the second half of it.
Second half, and there's like some beautiful shit about like meditating and letting go of shit like on your period and being alone and stuff. And I think that's really beautiful. But then, yeah, like the week before,
when you cry,
literally, like there's no reason to be crying at things, and something else happened.
You feel
to me.
Fragile.
Really fragile. Like something else happened to me, and I can't remember what this week, like that day, I cried about something else that was like very embarrassing. Whatever. It's like that one time I sobbed to It's Quiet Uptown by Hamilton.
Was that maybe a...
Yeah, I think like a couple days later, it was like, period. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's why.
I kind of think when I went and saw Dear Evan Hansen, I was on my period also, which actually I think added to the experience. It's like, if I'm going to cry, let me be my most fragile crying self.
I know what I did.
What did you do?
I watched The Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh.
Which I've seen before, but it's been a really long time. It's not like a great movie, but like it's
who's
fine.
In it again?
Is
it
Rachel McAdams and
Nicolas Cage?
No, Eric Bannon or whatever. Oh, okay. Which he's hot.
Yeah.
I looked up like what else he was in. It's like Troy.
Oh.
That's it. Munich.
Well, I read that book and then I remember seeing the movie in theaters, but I've never seen it since. I would love to see it again.
Yeah, I read the book first too, and then I saw the movie like on DVD. Anyway, I was just like looking for something to watch on Saturday and just happened to put it on. At the end of it, I cried, which is normal. Like I cried, but then the movie ended and I still
cried.
Like for a while. And that's when I knew like
that happened to you.
I was like, something's off.
Like, that happened to you with something else too. Like, I can't remember. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah, where I just can't stop crying.
I like most when you send photos of your tears.
Oh my God. Like, here I am, like, losing.
This is me now.
Yeah. But I mean, anyway, watched a ton of Harry Potter yesterday, which is a good segue.
Wow, what a lead in.
Into your
All right, listeners,
week.
I know this is a Grey's Anatomy podcast, but it's also
sort a Harry of Potter podcast.
Slash a Broadway review podcast.
Yeah.
Like soon, Brie will be recording her thoughts on Hamilton.
Yep.
So I got to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Cursed? There's all sorts of... I've heard people say multiple things. Also,
do you know which one is right?
No. Also in the play, they said Voldemort.
Oh.
No T. Like all of the characters, not just like one of them.
Was that like a director's choice?
Maybe. Like, and part of me, I was like, oh, maybe that's like the British way. But I was like, the fucking movies were British.
Yeah.
Like they said
were
Voldemort.
The movies... British?
They were all filmed there, yeah.
Okay.
And it's all British actors, or like, yeah.
Right.
So anyways, it was amazing. So here's my elevator pitch.
Okay.
I read the script a year and a half ago when it came out, and I got it at midnight just for the fun of going to a midnight release.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it, and I was like, what the fuck? First of all, reading a script, all you get is dialogue. You don't get, like, the how it's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in books, you know, it'll be like, so Dumbledore said calmly.
Calmly.
Mm,
nice.
But, like, you don't get that. You just get it. And it's new characters, so you don't really know, like, how they to picture them. And it's...
Oh, it's new characters.
Because it takes place 19... The epilogue at the end of the last movie, that's where the first scene of the play.
Interesting.
It starts there. And it spans for, like, 3 years. Like, okay. Sort of. So it's
Did
about...
Did JK write this?
No, Jack... JT. Jack Thorne, a playwright, wrote it and approached J.K. Rowling with it. Was like, have you ever thought of a play? I've been working on this. And then she was like, I love it. And then they teamed up, but he wrote it. Like she
got it.
Was involved in whatever. And so it's two plays too. It's part one and part two. So like the first part was at 2:00. It's a matinee. And it's, I mean, like there was an hour and a half and then intermission. And I was like, was that just part one? Or like, was that an intermission? Like, no, there's an intermission. And you still, so like I had my dream come true of like a play that never ends because it was an hour and a half intermission and then like an hour. And then you got to go and have dinner and have drinks and then come back and have an hour and a half, an intermission and another fucking hour.
Wow.
Like, and honestly,
was
like
it too much?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
did Jake think it was too much?
No.
Wow.
Jake, what I've discovered, just likes things that he can understand, and he didn't listen to Hamilton before he saw it, so he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he would like, and he also doesn't like Les Miserables, but what we nailed it down to is that he doesn't like musicals that there's only music. Like, he likes...
Like an opera.
Yes, he likes when there's dialogue.
Yeah.
So...
Like,
now,
Bye Bye Birdie.
Right, so now I feel better about being married to him, because for a while I was, like, really... I don't mean that. I was really sad that he didn't like Hamilton, but now it all makes sense, and I respect his opinion, like, very much so, because he was so into this. At one point in
this
the play...
This is a straight play.
Yes.
Okay.
With, though, I'm again heaped as the music. You know, the... Where are we?
Imogen?
Yeah, but how do you say it? I heard...
Voldemort. Who knows?
Yeah, so Imogen Heap does the music. Yeah. I tried to sing hide and seek. You should have let me go on for a lot longer. Because it's a cappella.
What you say? Ooh, that only meant well, of course you did.
So anyway.
I cry to that song sometimes.
Yeah. So the music was honestly breathtaking. Like, wow. It wasn't, it's not a new, she didn't write new music. She pulled from her stuff.
So and like, hide and seek was in there.
Pretty much. But it was so, and like every time, okay, I don't want to go too into it, but basically everyone, if J.K. Rowling's going to do a play, she's not going to half-ass it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best fucking play that you've ever seen. I mean, it won 9 Olivier Awards, which is like the Tonys for plays, which mm-hmm. is more than anyone's ever won. The lighting design was so fucked up and amazing that like, that's how all the magic happened. You yeah. were like, I don't see this. Holy shit, what's right there? People disappeared. People flew. Like the lighting, the stage looked like one thing, and then all of a sudden the lighting changed and it looked like a whole different place. It was honestly the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like being a theater person, like mm-hmm. I was like, fuck all those other plays. This lighting design is amazing. Honestly, just straight up magic in it. Like their hashtag is keep the secrets, which I always thought it was like, don't tell how the story goes. No, it means like, don't tell people what happens on stage because if they see it, it'll like ruin yeah. the surprise. They gutted the whole theater, which that's like public knowledge. Like everything, the light fixtures, those seats, everything is like non-kitschy Harry Potter related, like just beautiful.
I want to go to this and I haven't even read Harry Potter.
Brie, I'm going again. Like I'm going to, like I haven't bought tickets, yeah. but like I will because it's going to be there for a long time.
Well, I'll go with you.
Yes.
And we can go to New York together.
Yes.
And then because I've decided I'm reading all of the Harry Potter books yes. this summer.
Yes. We'll go. Like it,
yeah.
it was so, oh my God. It was like literally at one point, Jake literally said out loud, what the fuck? Like, and I was like, this is a children's play. And there's not, there's mostly adults in robes, but,
people
dressed up. It made yeah. me feel like I wish I had dressed up. Like aww. You were cooler if you dressed up.
Were you though?
I thought so. They were dedicated.
Yeah.
I also bought a $16 Froze, which is frozen rosé.
That's amazing.
Because I was like, I'm here. I want one.
Yeah.
I don't care. And it came in like a souvenir cup,
that's
but it
great.
Was like tall. It was like 12 ounces. Like
that's
a big,
amazing.
Yeah. So I drank that. It was honestly just, I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I could have possibly loved Dear Evan Hansen and Hamilton. I was like, there's no way, Abby. Those were, but no, it equally
was.
On par.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what a year you've had.
It's been, I know I have the playbills right there. I have to add them, but it was just like, it was my ultimate dream of a play that never ends with magical music, characters that, here's the only like emotional thing. And then we'll get off this topic because that's not what we're here for. But I lived with those characters for like 10, 15 years and then it ended and I got a tattoo because I was depressed. And then it was like those characters just die in time. They stay whatever age they were.
Yeah.
And this was like, I got to spend 5.5 hours with characters that I thought I would never get to spend time with ever again. And
but like, they're a different age.
Yeah. Cause he's like 37. Harry is. Oh. It's because it's 19 years later.
Wow.
And so it was like, very therapeutic to see that they're all like, okay, that's not a spoiler. Like you read the fucking script,
yeah.
but like, it was just like so amazing. Emma Watson, who played Hermione, said in an interview when she saw the play for the first time, when Hermione came onto stage, she busted into tears because it was like, she carried that character with her for so long. And then when she saw that, like that character was okay. And like, that
oh
this
my God,
other,
I'm gonna
I know
cry.
I like wrote down. Also you guys, it's so cool. The actress that plays Hermione in all of the versions, she's black. And it's amazing and killer. And she's like such a strong role. And like, it's just the best.
Oh, wow. I'm getting emotional. I need to take a sip of wine.
So anyways, listeners, especially those of you that are in Europe, which I know there's some of you, go see it. Like tickets.
It's in London, right?
It's in London and here. Tickets are, and it's going to Australia soon. Tickets are, I will say, like it's expensive because it's two plays.
Right.
So you're seeing two. There's no bad spot in the theater. And it's at, like, you can enter raffles and stuff to get it, but just honestly, it's worth it. If you like it at all, you'll love it. So if you like Harry Potter at all, you'll love it.
If you like it at all, you'll love it.
There's my review. Okay, good. I didn't waste too much time on it.
No, you know, everything you say, Abby, is of value. And so we waste no time. We will have a 4-hour podcast
That's
so
nice of you.
Well, fuck anyone who thinks differently.
This is ours.
Yeah, like whatever.
Yeah. And so it was fun to show Jake New York City.
Yeah.
We did like all the classic things that you do and ate good food and didn't actually spend that much money because we like walk so much that you're like, oh, we'll eat lunch. And then you don't.
Yeah.
And so, but I did before the airport left, I needed a glass. Or
before, the airport just got up and left.
It was like, fuck this. I'm done. Before the airplane left, I was like, I just really want a glass of wine at our hotel, which was a nice hotel. Which sucks because then the wine, the cheapest glass of wine was $16
for
like an 8 ounce pour. And this woman left, I just remember this, there was two women drinking rosé and like they got up and left and there was probably like, I don't know, like an inch of her rosé left. And I was like, that's $7 worth of wine. Like,
pour it in my
should
glass.
I go drink it? Like, it was crazy. So that's the only part of New York that's kind of nuts. But other than that, it's really magical and fun. No. So we should go.
Yeah, I would love that.
Let's go.
I'm all about it. I'm going to Florida in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's telling just me about as magical how that happened.
As New York. Annie's boyfriend.
Who's been a guest.
Yeah, boyfriend's parents own a condo, just bought a condo in Florida. And then they were like, it's free in May. And Annie was like, I looked at tickets. They're cheap round trip from Grand Rapids. Do you want to go? And I was like, okay. So we're going for like 3 days.
Just the three of you?
Just Annie and me.
Oh,
Ben's
fun.
Not coming.
Fun.
Yeah, and it's on Cocoa Beach, so we're just going to go and lounge for a couple days over the weekend.
That's perfect. Yeah. Is it a direct flight or do you have a layover?
No, it's direct. It's like an hour. So it was like 150 round
How the
trip.
Fuck was it that cheap?
I don't fucking know, dude. We're leaving
You're
Friday.
You're flying on like Asian Air or something that doesn't exist. I know, it's something normal, I'm sure. Is it Southwest?
Yeah, I think it's Southwest.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how.
Where in Florida? Like, not to Orlando. It's a different one.
No, Sanford?
Okay. I was going to say, maybe, because every time I try to go to Harry Potter World, it's very expensive. But that's an Orlando airport, so.
But Sanford's not that far. Like, yeah. It was just cheaper to do that one instead. And it's like
you deserve that. You need
a
vacation.
It's like a 40-minute drive to the ocean, so we're just going to rent a car and, like,
you need a vacation. That'll be fun for you.
I haven't been
I know.
Out of the state of Michigan since the Women's March.
That's crazy.
Like, that was what? No, that was like
a year and a month ago.
Yeah.
What if I was like, Brie, you need to go. We need content for this. Go travel, see the state of Florida, and report back on what it's like.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Florida a couple times, but
I haven't been to Florida in a long time.
I haven't either, actually.
It'll be hot and just nice.
Oh, I just can't wait. Because it's like fucking winter.
There's
here.
Snow on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. There
my
is.
Tulips, which are trying to burn, and my peonies.
I saw your peonies out there.
Did you see them?
Yeah,
it
made me sad.
Made me also sad that Jake threatened them the other day. He was like,
what
do
you mean threatened your peonies?
Because he was like, I'm going to redo the landscaping. Because, like, we do have some dumb shit planted there that are like bushes. Now I thought they were flowers and they turned out they were bushes. But he's like, I'm going to just get rid of everything. I was like, don't get rid of my peonies. I was like, every year it takes like they get one more bulb or like maybe you get one more bulb.
Peonies are wonderful.
Yeah. And I was like, they're at the very end. Like, but I also was dumb and planted them by the sidewalk. And I still remember last year, some little kid on a bicycle, they had just bloomed.
Did you whack
it? Yeah, just whacked it. And I was like, like
well,
I saw
you can move them.
Yeah, no, because they're bulbs. I could do that. Probably not right now, though. Maybe after they bloom.
After they bloom, you should move them.
Closer to the house.
Yeah.
But people say not close to the house because they have ants. So it's just so
That's true. I mean,
the ants.
You put them on that, like, walkway.
Yeah. I don't mind the ants, actually. I'd rather have them than stink bugs, which there hasn't been one today. Knock on fucking
wood. Well, because it's fucking. They all die again.
And I turned my heat down to 65 because I think my house was so warm that they were like, oh, shelter.
And that makes sense.
So I'm going to keep my house the temperature of the outside.
Well, it's definitely less than 65 outside. That's for sure. It's like 30.
I know.
And it's April.
You guys, Brie told me a cool story.
I did?
Yeah. I want to know. I think you should tell the listeners what the waitress said to you when you were out for your boyfriend's birthday.
Well, you were at a wedding and I sent you a photo of me.
And you looked great.
I was like, do I look too hipster? And you were like, yes, but no. Like, you do.
I think I said yes, but in a good way.
Yeah. So it was JK's birthday on Saturday. And so I took him to this Asian Latin fusion restaurant.
Was it as smoky as when we went for
No,
birthday?
It wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't
we
as
got
bad.
That shit under control.
Yeah. And we got seated right away. I mean, I made a reservation, but we got
Yes.
Seated actually at our reservation time on like your birthday where we sat for 45 minutes and waited. And the waitress came up and she like, I think she said hello, but like right after she was like, you guys look, I think she said fashionable. Is that what I texted you?
I think so.
You two look, are so fashionable. And I felt so proud of myself. And I mean, I did. I looked great.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we had a nice dinner, gave him his birthday present, and he was very excited.
I love that you guys just went, the two of you. Like, that's nice.
It was really nice. You know, and then, well, so I got him tickets to go to a Tigers game in...
Baseball.
In the summer, and all of his friends, I got all his friends to go with
us. Except me, because I can't go.
Yeah, because you'll be at a wedding or something.
What about, like, Johnny Cates, because I don't want to go. I know you listen to this.
So that was nice. Like, we're going to celebrate his birthday in a couple months with all of his friends. And so it was nice to just spend
It's actually a great gift, too, because it's the gift that, like, isn't over yet.
Yeah, like, you, like, kind of like the Christmas Hamilton gift.
Yes, because when you go, it will be his, like, birthday party.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to spend the night in Detroit.
Oh, so fun.
It will be, yeah, it will be really great. Just a way to, like, get out of town in the middle of the summer.
And you guys, Bree is, like, a month away from Hamilton.
I'm a month away from Hamilton, and I am less than a week away from moving out of my apartment.
This is the last
time
that we will... Well, wait. Next week?
I will be moved. Yeah.
This is the...
Next episode, I will be...
She will not live with Donna anymore.
No, I won't, which I haven't seen Donna in a really long time.
Maybe she started listening.
I hope so. So I don't know how I'm going to get that photo. I haven't seen her. I did hear, like, a lot of noise yesterday. I think someone was, like, stomping their boots off, but I was like, that is obnoxious. Like, it was so
loud. Has it gotten better, the sound?
It has. I've heard some music a couple times. I think my landlord talked to her.
That's good.
Because I talked to him and was like, this is what's going on. Someone else is moving in, all that shit. Like, you might just want to mention this to her.
Yeah, that was going to say, that's good for your subleaser.
Yeah.
Sorry, forgot to mention that
a witch lives upstairs and loves Jimmy Buffett. But you'll be fine.
I love Jimmy Buffett. I took Jake's picture in front of Jimmy Buffett's musical.
I don't think there's anything wrong with Jimmy Buffett. Jake but at hates 6 him. In the morning, blaring. Does anyone want to listen
the
to Jimmy
Buffett? The only time is that acceptable is if you're about to go to a pool party, like at 7 a.m.
Why? Who would be going to a pool party at 7 a.m.?
No. Maybe me in the summer, but...
Maybe you in the summer. Yeah. But even then, I think maybe you'd want to be listening to Hide and Seek.
We should try to do it.
What the hell is going on?
We need to auto-tune ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that is not what their voices are playing.
No. No.
I was trying to explain to Jake who did the music, and I was like, they did that, like, iconic song in the OC. I was like...
What you said.
But I was like, but I also didn't watch the OC, but I know that it's in that scene. Should I watch the OC? It's on Hulu.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Is it real? Do you think, though... Okay, like, you know how, like, when we watched it at the age, probably when it came out, it was like, we were angsty and teenagery. Do you think I'm going to appreciate it? Because my fear is that I won't.
I think maybe the first and second season... It starts, and there's four. Like, I think you can skip three.
Oh, there's only four?
Yeah. Yeah, there's only four seasons. So just, like, whatever.
I just remember Julie, my college roommate and friend, like, when something happened and someone dies, I'm pretty sure.
Marissa?
Yeah, like, when that happened, she was sobbing. She was watching it on DVD, like, in our dorm room, like, how I did with Grace.
Yeah. It's emotional. But also the scene where she ODs in... Tijuana.
I didn't know she ODs.
Oh, I forgot you haven't seen this. I'm sorry.
I just said it.
It's so... I'm sorry. It's not that important.
Yeah.
Just watch it, I would say.
Well, then she was on Dancing with the Stars, the actress that
she
plays
her. She was terrible, wasn't she?
Oh, it was, like, bad.
Yeah.
Like,
What's her name again? Misha Barton?
Yeah. I think she has some problems.
Well, she was a teen actress.
Right.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, but he's great.
He's thriving.
I want to get him on the podcast so bad. If any of you have connections.
Who has a connection to Macaulay Culkin?
Who knows? He's been around a while. Also, though, I'm afraid that he's, like, way smarter than us. Like, in weird...
He for sure
is. And would, like make us seem like idiots, but I don't know.
And I don't think we would realize that we were looking like idiots.
I would love to have him and, Mac is his name? What's his... Max. Or no, Mac and... I can't think of the other guy's name. Mike? Anyways, on the podcast. I want them to be guests.
Well, we'll find a way.
Like a crossover.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Have you listened to the theme song of their podcast?
No.
It's like something like, it's very strange. I don't know. You'll just have to listen to it, listeners. I'm recommending it. It's called Bunny Ears.
I listened to one episode about the
Easter.
Easter story or the history. It was really funny.
They're just so weird. I think we're going to get them on.
I think we are. I think you're right.
It's going to be great. I'm trying to think if I had anything else. To share.
I'm just ready for it to be spring. I'm ready to be moved. Listeners, you know, like, the act of moving. Like, I am happy to move. Like, I'm excited to move in. It's a beautiful apartment.
Moving sucks, though.
The act of moving. I should have been packing yesterday, and I laid in bed for 12 hours and watched Harry Potter, because I was like, I can't do this.
So what's going to be your method?
I just need someone to come over and initiate the packing.
Oh,
and
then so if no one does that.
Then there is no that I'm not leaving. The one thing is, I don't have to be out until the end of the month. And I have a week off of work. But, like, we want to move all the big stuff this weekend. And I would just prefer to have it all done.
It would be so much more fun to have that week off of work be a true, like, week off to set up.
Instead of,
I'm pretty sure... You're moving this like stuff this weekend?
Yeah. What's Jake doing?
I don't know what he's doing, but I have a wedding on Friday, but I'll be back Saturday. I have photos in the afternoon on Sunday, but
dope. You want to help me move
on Saturday? I can probably help you. Fit a lot of shit in both our Foresters.
Yeah.
If you can't fit all of your like not your furniture, but your like belongings in our Foresters, then you have too many things. That's a lie.
Oh no.
I take up like 3 cars.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to help? We'll drink wine.
Okay.
Annie's helping.
Yeah. I'll be driving back from Detroit on Saturday and then I should be able to.
Just swing around.
Listeners, why are we even on a podcast?
It doesn't matter. We're just making plans. I'll let you guys know how it went.
Yeah.
Next episode. Maybe we'll be recording from my new apartment.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. And then also I can be like, Abby never showed up on Saturday. She never responded.
There's a chance I'll be tired, but I think I'll be okay.
Great. Any other news? Should we tell them?
I thought you were going to say call time of death.
Should we call time of death? It's been a great.
No, I think it's good. I think we're going to take a quick break and then we'll get into the episode.
Okay.
All right.
Okie dokie.
All right, so I actually have some cool news. I just told you it before I pressed record. So act surprised.
Whoa.
But listeners, so our sponsor, A-Day, which is an awesome, like, technical women's clothing. I met them, not the founders because they were in London, but I met all the other women behind the scenes in New York when I was there. I went to their little office and they made Jake and I breakfast.
Wow.
And we talked about like sustainable fashion and why it's important and why you should know where your clothes are made. And it was like really, really awesome. And so, cause the On-Call Room, we're one of their ambassadors, which is really great. So I also want to ask Bree. Bree is wearing their leggings right now. How do you feel?
I feel incredible in them.
Good.
And I honestly, if I didn't really like them, you know me, guys.
Yeah, you would have been like,
fucking bullshit. I would have been like, they're cool. They are the best material. The best legging material I've ever.
They're like slippery.
They're very slippery, but they're like thin too.
Yeah.
But they also have this great, like, shiny, like, almost like racing stripe down the side.
They
all
look
black.
Like a race car. Just kidding.
On both sides.
She's wearing the I think they're called, I should know this. It's like the brakes on. It has the word brakes in it. Wow. Great ad read, Abby.
Really good. Super high-waisted. I feel super cool in them. I feel like I could wear these like to work out in, but I also feel like I could wear them to my office. But also, I could just wear them.
To watch Harry Potter marathons?
That. And like go to the movies. Or, you know, you could really dress them up, dress them down. I could wear them out to dinner easily. Yeah.
And you can eat in them.
Yeah. They'll stretch. They're... Yeah.
They look great on you. So the brand is called A-Day. It's just A-D-A-Y. And it's founded by two women who are amazing. They don't have any physical shops yet. Everything is online. But I really encourage you to check it out. And I actually spoke to them about, so a lot of their sizes, they don't only go up to large right now. And the reason is they're still a pretty small company. And they like talk, because I asked them straight up. I was like, I have friends with boobs and I have boobs. And like, when are you going to have like larger sizes? And they said like the amount of money that it costs to create a new size is actually like crazy. So they started like this first because they only thought they'd reach like a couple thousand women. Mm-hmm. And now that it's growing, like they're working on that. So their larger sizes are actually being released this summer, which is really exciting. Awesome. And I just love their stuff. So it's www.thisisaday.com. And you can get yourself 20% off your first order by typing in the On Call Room X A Day. We'll put that in the show notes because it's kind of long, but it's just when you go to check out, it's the On Call Room X A Day. You'll get 20% off, which is sweet. And you'll be supporting us, which is awesome.
And you'll be supporting women.
Yeah. And like everything is recyclable. Like, so everything that they make, there's like the spare fabric and all of that gets recycled. Nothing is wasted. And the factories they work at are like not the kind of factories that you pretend you don't know about when you buy really cheap clothes. Like it's like real workers with great full-time jobs that they like give benefits to. And it's just really amazing. So, yeah.
So support us, support them.
And be comfortable.
Yeah.
Wow. We improved since last time. Just going to say it.
Yep.
Okay. Back to the show. We're going fishing.
We're going camping. Honestly, we're going up to the mountain.
I'm sad that they didn't sleep there.
I wrote that was one of my notes. I was like, did they even spend the night camping?
No, like to me that would have been like a great part of the episode.
Yeah.
Chief not in a tent.
Yeah, like also them being like, should we get going? Like, why? No, you went up camping, but whatever.
Yeah, it looked like such a trek too. They packed for days.
Yeah, Chief brought his picnic basket.
Chief. Coachella.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so season 3, episode 7.
We all knew this episode was coming. Why is this one so iconic?
What's this called?
Something about the boys. It's called
The Boys. Donna, name that movie.
I don't know.
Romeo and Juliet.
I've only seen that like once. I know. It's like on Moulin Rouge status. Like, I know I need to see it.
We'll watch it again.
It's called Where the Boys Are. Oh, and look, there's a targeted ad for the West Elm things I was looking at today. Nah. Creepy. We knew this episode was coming.
Yeah. And why is this, like you said, like, why is this such an iconic, like,
I don't, because they're not in the hospital. I guess they're, I mean, some people are, but like the guys are all not there.
They're having
also,
a guy.
How can they all take off work? And Burke was like, I pushed off the, whatever he said, the.
His cabbage patch, whatever. I don't know what it was called. Like.
No, something about like the emergency some things. Like he's like, I called him up. I'm like, you can say there's no emergencies today? I don't know. It was something else.
Well, I mean, I guess there has to be other thoracic.
Cardiovascular
surgeons, but whatever. Okay, should we first note it?
Yeah, let's first note. Yeah. Mine is Burke's overnight bag. What is that?
Mine is Burke's carrying a net. I've never brought a net camping.
They're going fishing.
I know, but I guess I don't fish while I camp, so I feel that makes sense.
It would be fun though to try. I feel like they were kind of they were in a spot where you would be fly fishing, but they weren't fly fishing.
No.
So I don't know how fishing in a river works if you're not fly fishing.
I don't know either. I don't know much. Have you ever seen A River Runs Through It?
Yes.
It's so good. About yeah. fly fishing.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad just learned to fly fish.
Really?
I would like to learn. It was very cold.
Where did he go?
Our friends have a place up in Irons, like in Manistee.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah, it seems amazing. It's Casey's parents.
Oh, cool.
And also my second note, which goes along with my first, is L.L. Bean catalog. What kind of car is that?
That car was ridic.
Who? So Derek owns it?
Yeah. We've seen it before, or we see it later.
What is it, though? Listeners, let us know.
like a Wrangler.
It looks like an old army vehicle.
That's what it, yeah, a Hummer.
Like they're afraid they're going to be shot up, so they drive that around. Yeah,
it's the end of the world as we know it.
It's that the was end of the world. The bomb episode.
You're right. Chief with a rolly suitcase.
Chief with a bucket hat.
Chief with a picnic basket.
Chief with no tent.
Chief with being so unaware of people in a relationship.
Chief likes Brokeback Mountain.
Chief with pate and soft cheeses.
Chief with gift shop clothes.
Chief with no wisdom.
Chief supports man love. That was actually good. I think we've said all we need to say about Chief. Chief with no wife.
Chief misses Adele.
Oh. We should just talk about the whole episode like that. Chief coaches man fight.
Chief
referees.
Yeah, Chief says only open palm fighting.
Yeah, Chief has had enough
camping.
The end.
Chief wants to go home.
What does he say? I rewrote it down. Who wants to go home? Literally, they've been there for 44 minutes.
Yeah, they're all like, yeah, let's get going. 44 minutes. Let's get going.
Oh, okay. Wow. I don't think I have anything else to say about anything.
About the episode. No. It was mostly, this was Chief's episode.
The last part was, yeah, Chief is a therapist. Chief and Burke are giving advice.
Oh, like, yeah.
But yeah.
That's Burke all. Saying, was this Chief or Burke? Fresh starts, no such thing.
Chief says that, I'm pretty sure.
Fucking Chief.
Chief also, like, I'm just thinking about him now, which have you noticed on newer, like, recent episodes, he's so clean-shaven in his head. It is like...
Chief, clean-shaven.
Chief, no more gray.
Chief.
Chief, no kids.
With soft cheeses.
And with pate. Chief said he has no kids.
Chief, no kids.
Chief might have kids later. Wow. I have no, I mean.
Chief not understanding that Joe is gay is so uncomfortable.
It also dated.
Man love.
Yeah. I have a very embarrassing story that I'm going to admit to listeners. Maybe I've already admitted. I think I might have already told you, but not on the show. So when did Brokeback Mountain come out? Let's look this up. It was sometime that I was in high school.
Uh-oh.
This is something I hate that I'm even admitting. Okay. Brokeback Mountain came out in 2005.
Okay, so we were in high school.
Yep, so I was a sophomore. So
I was a freshman.
I'd never seen, like, any show or movie that had, like, gay sex in it. Because, I don't know, A, it wasn't on television, and B, I wasn't watching pornos. So, anyways, I remember renting this movie with a friend and having no interest in watching the actual movie. Like, I don't know why. It's a great movie, I'm pretty sure.
Did you just rent it because you wanted to
see? We watched
it
on Fast Forward until the sex scene. And then watched it, and then...
What friend was this?
Julie. In her parents' bedroom. Her parents were out of town.
Like, interesting.
I was that, like, interested in, like... Or part of me is actually thinking, maybe we watched the movie, but watched the sex scene in fast motion, which makes me even more embarrassed. It doesn't even show anything.
Well, it just shows...
They make out, right? And then, like, black, and there's tents.
No, I mean, there's, like, kind of, like... you don't see, like... Penetration.
I thought you were going to say penis.
You don't see penis. Pen 15.
No pen 15. Yeah. Anyways, I'm embarrassed and I would like to redeem it and watch that movie.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, I bet it is. I love both those people.
R.I.P.
I know.
Yeah. It's just a sad story of like two men that are in love and can't.
Because they're cowboys? Am I like being like Chief right now? Dude, what if Chief...
Man love.
What if Chief, that's what it's about. What if Chief had slept in their tent? Poor Walter.
Walter was just like, well, Joe was trying to tell Walter, like, we'll come back camping again. It's fine.
Also, do people, I guess people do have sex with their friends that are in tents next door, but that's...
Fuck yeah, why not? You're in a tent. You just...
Yeah, they're not walls. It's like you're all in the same room.
You just have quiet sex.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, we shouldn't be doing this. Camping sex is the best sex.
Except that air mattresses are the worst.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
I would prefer to sleep on dirt than an air
mattress.
But,
like, having, like, sex camping, if it's like you and your person and that's it,
yeah,
and
that's you can have like day sex. It also sounds dirty to me though.
No, then you just go jump in a lake.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good with that.
Just a bunch of hippies. Or just walk around your campsite naked.
Jake and I went camping on our honeymoon, so I don't know why I'm acting like this is...
Yeah.
But to be fair, when it was time to go to bed, because we stayed in like a camper, actually.
Yeah, like a pop-up.
We stayed on opposite ends because it was like twin-sized mattresses.
On your honeymoon?
Yeah, and Jake was wasted and snoring like God only knows. And I was like, I'm sorry, I love you, but I'm sleeping over there.
That's hilarious.
We'd already lived together 2.5 years. That's it wasn't great. Like we'd never slept in the same bed.
That's a great honeymoon story.
Isn't that funny?
Did you guys even have sex on your honeymoon?
We did.
Once?
I think like 3 times, which is good for our ratio.
Yeah, that's great.
When we got, all I remember is getting to a hotel finally and laying on the bed and I cried. I was so happy to be in the bed.
Kind of like when you take your pants off.
Yeah, because like camping is fun, but so are real beds just for life. Like when you go on vacation and you come back to your own bed and you're just like, why did I leave you?
Yeah. So, I haven't been camping in a while.
We should go.
I'm supposed to be going over Memorial Day weekend.
Burr.
I know.
It might be snowing. That's you're going to be like, Chief.
Who's ready to go home now? Let's get the fuck out of here.
Also, Sloan is not invited, obviously. Yeah.
What? Oh.
But like...
Derek.
Yeah.
Are any of the other... Those are all the dudes, right?
Yeah. Should we just talk about the camping trip first? And then get to the patients and stuff?
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
She looks really surprised, listeners. Look up at the light. Did that not work?
No.
Oh, it's over there.
Yeah.
If you have to, it's fine. It's natural.
That was very chief of you.
It's natural. Man love.
Man love.
Okay. So, camping. Also, Walter. Oh, yeah. Joe's, like, talking to Chief about their relationship, which is super cute. They've been together 10 years. What are you looking like?
I'm trying to sneeze, but not sneeze.
But you're not being present.
I'm trying, but I'm like thinking about how this is in my brain.
Do you want me to pause it?
No.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. I'll keep talking. So Joe is talking about his like life with Walter, which is so cute. 10 years, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Walter is reading 5 steps away in like one of those pullout chairs and just like acting like he doesn't
obviously
hear him.
Can hear him. Yeah. Also, I wrote, this doesn't have to do with camping.
Yeah.
But what happens to Joe? Like, where does he go?
I feel like...
Do we ever get a right, like...
We'll have to see, because, I mean, he's still in the next, like, couple seasons.
Yeah, but I don't think we ever say goodbye.
I feel like the bar is something else. Like, it changes. Like,
it's still Joe's.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll look it up on the wiki after this. Because I'm interested in knowing that, too. Also, classic Alex to be like this, like he can't fucking fish because he didn't grow up fishing because he didn't grow up with a dad.
Yep.
And then George goes to help him, which like I really think George was maybe being like a little happy that George knew something Alex didn't. Like
I think that was exactly what was happening.
But then, yeah, and then instantly like Alex cannot have that happen. So he tells him that Callie's sleeping with Sloan.
Which was really annoying.
Yeah, it was like...
But also George was kind of being a dick. Like, from the minute they, like, left camp, like, to go camping. And you're going to be freezing in your tattoos and t-shirt. Don't come
I think George was
there.
Finally glad to, like, have something that he knew better. But what's sad, because I don't think George knows that Alex didn't have a fucking dad and, like, didn't have a normal family that went camping.
Oh. We think that's why?
Well, he said something about to Chief. Oh, that was when you went to the bathroom. It was you went and did something. It was like a nice moment where he was like, I am just trying. He was like, I went to come here to try to meet guy friends and be one of the guys. But I just, you know, and Chief had like a good heart to heart with him.
Oh.
But yeah, I think it's that like he didn't really have a family, you know?
No, he didn't.
So of course that happens.
Can we keep talking about camping?
Yeah, I wrote Walter is the real victim. He gets, first of all, his relationship, he's like right there, whatever. He gets called man love.
Walter is the real victim.
And then he says we're never camping with straight people again and gets destroyed by one.
Yeah, and yeah, because there's a slap fight.
Which is hilarious. That scene, let's just, it was one of my faves. Would you have voted for Karev or George? Because I would have been Karev all the way.
All the way.
But then I like that Burke is like, he's scrappy.
Yeah, and Burke's like, fighting it out.
He's like pretending to do it.
Yeah.
And then when Derek learns that he's mad because of Mark Sloan, I feel like Derek is like, oh no, you're right. George is going to win this fight.
Yeah. I want to go back a second.
Yeah.
Why is Preston like teaching George while fishing? He's like, very nice, O'Malley. Like when he can, and like George is like, I've fished my whole life. I mean, like, it really bothered me. I'm like, Preston, you don't need to be like teaching George right now. You're not in the hospital. Like, you know, O'Malley's my guy. It just irritated me. I don't know why.
And it irritates me that like O'Malley's his guy, whatever, but then O'Malley's trying to like hold him to a standard. And then he has that whole speech of them like, you hold people to way too high of a standard.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you are always acting like a wise teacher.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But George is like, you're fine, man, right? Like, well, aren't you?
And then it zooms in on Burke's face, and he's shocked, and it zooms in on O'Malley's face. Oh,
that scene was ridiculous.
It was just dramatic.
Yeah. Good old Tremor makes an appearance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Academy Award winning Tremor.
Winning Tremor.
Bart. Emmy award winning.
Seriously, that I would tremor. Like
to. Oh my God, we should at the end of a season, since we didn't do cold reads and well we're too late for season two, but we should do like a awards.
Yeah.
Like best kiss, best like the
best MTV, tremor.
Yeah, best. Every year takes it home. Like, but like best patient story.
Yeah.
That would be so fun. We could do it as where people can vote.
I'm all about it.
I told Jake to say hi if he wanted
to. Hi, Jakey.
Hello.
What's up? No. What are those pants? Those are nice.
Make my butt look good?
They make him look real good.
Say hi. You're going to talk into the microphone.
Hello.
You have a good night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, see you later.
See you later.
Hey, will you bring me a tissue? Please. Thank you.
Everyone, Jake is wearing jeans that make his butt look nice.
Yeah, they look really nice.
He's also worn those jeans 3 or 4 days in a row.
Damn straight to make my butt look
They
good.
Won't hear you from there.
They might.
And then when they all try to, like, make up and, like, be friends again, my favorite, like, or they notice that Derek is being, like, dark and moody in the corner when they all approach him.
At the end?
Yeah, and Burke just goes, so that Mark Sloan, he's bad news. I was like, it's bad writing, but it's not, because it's like they're just trying to find common ground.
Yeah.
And, they
and
just
then that's
have
when
me.
They decide to leave.
Oh, wait, she's not going to want to blow her nose with that now.
Thank you. That's a lot of tissue.
I just didn't know how much you needed.
I needed all of this, so thank you. I appreciate it.
Listeners, I'm going to take a photo of Free with all of this tissue. Go like this. There you go. Always got you. I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, Abby just had me lift my chin. And let me just bring this back, listeners. I had a friend post a photo of me on Instagram today, and it was like the one where BJ has a huge double chin, and I was like, why that one? And it's just a photo of me. Like, it's really sweet that she like, posted a photo of me, but also like that one.
It's like the episode of Friends. It could be the episode of Friends called the one when Brie has a double chin.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
But it's okay, because you're still beautiful.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say, what the hell is going on.
It's like, I can't even do auto-tune voice.
I think because you have to use some type of electronics.
Oh, I want to do a little segue in where I call Abby relates this to Hamilton again.
Okay.
And I am going to read to the listeners, speaking of people wanting to leave camping like Chief did, I sent Brie a photo. God, all these Shrek photos are coming up. Lin-Manuel Miranda on his Twitter posted, like, his parents sent him to camp every year, and he sent letters all the time about how much he hated it. And these are an actual one, and it says, oh, sorry, I have the hiccups. Okay, it says, okay, this is like from small child Lin-Manuel Miranda. And it says, The kids here tease me and call me Carmen Miranda. Maybe if you talk to me in person, I can convince you to take me from here. Your son, Lynn. And then there's another one where it's like a fill in the blanks and it says like, dear, and he wrote mom and dad, how are you? And he wrote, I am in hell. The weather has been okay. I realized yesterday that my tent was full of morons. Today, these really annoying kids are bugging us. Tomorrow, excruciatingly boring classes begin. I can't wait to go home. Please send me some Mad Magazine or something like that. Love, Lynn Miranda. P.S. The kids are okay if you get used to them.
I love that. They're okay if you get used to them.
So I feel like that is like what Chief would write if he was camping.
Chief just wanted to go home. Y'all ready?
Also loved that Christina said people with the name Preston don't camp.
Yeah, Prestons do not go into the woods.
It's
true. They don't.
That was so good.
As a note. I mean, I feel like the camping was a big part of this episode.
Yeah.
Other than that, the patients, we have Jamie Carr, who's a pregnant woman. We have the little boy who swallowed the Monopoly pieces.
And Donna.
And then Donna.
Which I'd like to preface, yet another episode of things Bree and Abby aren't qualified to talk about.
What do you mean?
like Donna.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can give our opinion, but we're not qualified to, speak from experience.
Yeah, we're not qualified to talk
about it. So I just like to preface with that before we,
Yeah.
And Sydney. I feel like she's a topic. She's not a patient, a topic of discussion.
Yeah. So I wrote, how much is this boy pooping? Because they're going through a shit. Like, so
if it's anything like me the day of a hangover, it could be a lot.
It could be. But like, every I feel hour. Like they're really going.
Maybe they're giving him something.
They must be. You're right to be making him go. But I was just like, damn, that boy is pooping a ton.
I can actually speak about that.
What? Pooping a ton?
That would be an episode I am qualified to talk
about. Yeah, I'm very qualified to
I've
talk
never
about
eaten that. A Lego, though.
A Lego? They were Monopoly pieces.
Oh, Monopoly. Oh, the dog.
Oh, those, yeah, I have eaten those.
What Monopoly piece are you? Because I'm also always the dog.
I'm always the dog. But there was this one version we got, like, this 50th anniversary or something, and there was a money bag, and sometimes I was that.
Money bags.
Money bags.
I also, if someone else has to be the dog, I will sometimes be the thimble because I think it's kind of like a cool shape.
I'll be usually the shoe then.
Oh, Jake's always the car.
Or the iron.
What is it?
The like iron.
Oh, yeah. Why are those the pieces?
Monopoly's really weird.
Yeah.
And also what's just tearing piece? Families apart.
Oh, that video. I've seen that. Oh, my God. I forgot to respond to that. So good. Let's watch that after this. I want to watch it again. I have beaten Jake every time we played Monopoly together.
I always just give up. I'm like, just take all my shit.
The trick is when you start, buy whatever you land on. Doesn't even, like, you just.
Oh, I always do that, but it never works out for me. I always just fucking fail.
They get boardwalk before you do, and then
you
gotta
mortgage your shit.
Yeah.
And then I can never build any fucking hotels.
See, I always make Jake play until the end. Like, I make him sell all of his things.
Yeah.
One by one until he literally owns nothing.
Yeah.
It's sick and twisted of me. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
I'm really bad at Monopoly.
It's luck. It's pure luck. It's wherever you land.
Like life is in general. What about the game of life?
I love that game.
I do too. Spin that wheel, man.
Yeah, I actually.
Put those little peg people in that.
I actually pick your career.
Yeah.
I actually grew up though. We had the Monsters, Inc. life game. They like came out with one, which same premise, but your jobs are like monster teacher or like whatever. And your kids are like weird pets instead of kids.
Oh.
So I loved that game. That game also, though, is just like, all it is rolling dice and moving squares.
Yeah, there's and no- also I would always try, you, like, the smartest thing is probably, like, choose, like, a cheaper house. Then you have cheaper insurance on it.
But it's so fun to choose a badass house.
Yeah, it's true. Remember? Dude, let's play that right now.
I don't have it. It's the one I don't have. I do have, yeah, what about playing, did you ever do MASH?
Or, like, oh, fuck yeah, all the time.
To find out if you're going to live in a mansion, an apartment.
A shack or a house.
I always played MASH-O, and O was outhouse. Like, you live in a toilet.
Toilet engaged.
What did you, I don't even know if I'd remember how to play that again.
Oh, and then you do your who you're married to.
Yeah, but oh, so your list you is car. It is it like five crushes or
no,
something?
No, it's three. And so you can either do where oh, I yeah. make up your whole thing or you get to you pick get to two pick. And I pick one.
Ooh, we should play that.
Yeah, and then you do like dashes mm-hmm. and then you count your way through.
Yeah, because you don't roll dice. How do you do the number?
Maybe we'll do a bonus episode.
I was just gonna say where we do mash to each
of
other.
Of like
maybe Grey's Anatomy characters.
Yeah.
Oh, and like where we could live is like Meredith's house, Christina's messy apartment.
But that's
Derek's.
Okay.
Like, oh, I know. We'll have to make up new letters for the mash.
Not mash it's,
because, but wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it's
Meredith.
McD.
And then the
let's
trail.
Like McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Owen's house.
Oh, yeah. Callie's in the hospital room. This will be fun. I want to do this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So this, I basically should preface this whole episode with this one is sad and I don't want to be sad.
Yeah. I feel like if we were watching this alone, we probably would have cried, but I was like very disconnected from
Same.
It.
Same.
You know, but like all of the storylines besides the little boy.
Yeah.
Are very sad.
Yeah. That being said, like we knew we'd both seen it. So, but like that, the story of what's the woman's name was pregnant,
Jamie
is the saddest fucking thing.
Oh
like,
my God.
Period.
That her baby dies.
I don't know that there's something sadder than that.
I know. And then she has to deliver it. I don't think there is.
No. Especially it'd be one thing. Like if you're delivering and you don't know yet that your baby is not alive.
Yeah. But actually having to go through the birth of
right.
knowing that you're not getting anything on the other side.
Again, we're not qualified to talk
nope.
about feelings, but we're qualified enough to know that that is the most awful heart gut wrenching thing.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything worse. Like people who have lost a child say there's nothing worse
than that.
Yeah. So,
that was just awful. And I appreciated that, like, it showed, like, when Addison, like, she's not okay yet. I feel like the theme of this was, like, no one's fine.
Yeah, everyone's like, still kind of breaking down.
Yeah, and I really do like the Addison and Callie moment that happened.
Yeah, at the end there.
And even when she was,
oh,
like
in the bathroom?
In the both of them, yeah. Like, the one in the hallway, and then when she's, like, I'll climb over there. I wrote, Callie's kind of the friend you want when you're in crisis, because I feel like she kind of just, like, is, she's not wishy-washy, and she doesn't seem like she's, like, taking in your emotions. She's just like there to help you. Like, what can I
yeah.
do? I'll listen to you and whatever. And I liked that.
Yeah. I think she was really helpful in this episode and like recognized like shit that does suck. Like,
yeah.
Oh God.
It was kind of weird that she was in there when the woman was giving birth. I mean, maybe not. And then was like,
yeah, wait, why was she?
And then had her arm around Addison all of a sudden.
Yeah. That is, wait, you're right. That is really weird. She's an orthopedic surgeon. What
she
is she doing?
She is a ghost.
She's a ghost.
But that was just, it was just sad. There's nothing else to say about it.
Yeah, like, I really don't have anything else to say besides that's, I mean, what was the purpose of that? Just to showcase, like, Addison not being okay?
Like, something, well, she didn't want to ruin someone's day. I don't know. I feel like our listeners are going to connect the dots on this one, and we're going to be like, oh.
Well, I just feel like, I mean, Addison was like, I've been through this before,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I've had to tell patients
right.
this before.
But why is this so hard right now?
Yeah.
And I think it's yeah, just because like where you're at in life affects like.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Do we know about her baby?
No.
I think that comes up soon.
Yeah, I think so too.
Spoiler.
Yeah, that could be because with Mark being there and everything.
Yeah.
I felt like the storyline of Donna and then like, what's the wife's name? Do we know? I don't remember
her name.
But I feel like that was basically like reflecting Meredith and Derek in the sense of she's like, Meredith was like, why did you leave the first time? And then she's like, why did you come back? And her whole saying about how like, she's my best friend. She's the person I want to talk to. It doesn't matter. I'm going to come back.
Yep.
Fucking mirroring Meredith and Derek.
Yep.
It Perfect. Was really cool though. I said to Brie when it started, besides the one little girl who like identifies as a boy in like season one, was that?
Was that one or two?
I don't remember, but it was early on. But I feel like I said to Brie, like, I'm pretty sure this is like the first trans woman that I remember seeing on television.
I think so too. Yeah. Do you want
to? Yes, please. I was also curious to see, I'm going to look right now, if it was a trans woman that played that part.
Oh, because on the new season,
Right, it is. And so, guest stars. Alexandra Billings.
Alexander Hamilton.
It gives us no information about her.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Wow, she was in How to Get Away with Murder?
Oh.
Interesting.
Donna was?
No, well, the woman, yeah, the woman that played. She's also in Romy and Michelle. I love that movie.
Who is she in that?
I don't know. Maybe just someone else.
Well, obviously.
But yeah, now I'm interested. How do I search that? Alexandra Billings. I guess it doesn't really matter, but. It would be cool if they did, though.
Yeah.
It would be weird if they didn't. But who knows?
She is. That storyline did.
Billings is among the first openly transgender women to have played a transgender character on television.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So fucking yeah, Grey's Anatomy again.
Yeah.
For doing that.
Just also very sad that she had breast cancer and that they were like, you have to stop your hormones. And she's pretty much like, I'll be dead if I do because I'm not who I truly am, you know?
That would be so hard as a doctor because you as a doctor like are trained to see the medical like part of
right.
that. And I felt like Sloan, even though he can be kind of like sleazy, was such a good like...
I thought he was really great.
Doctor, yeah. And so understanding of her. But that was like a tricky situation. And I feel it's so hard. It must be to be like Donna's wife and to like, yeah, so much.
Yeah, I felt like... Well, I like had gone to go do some like go to the bathroom or something. I came back and they were doing the surgery and I was like, oh, what? I forgot that they did the surgery. But it was just like she'll
patient's just fight, choice.
Fight cancer.
Yep.
Because that's who she truly is. Yep. So
yeah, I liked that.
I thought that was actually like a good end to that storyline.
Yeah, because it would have been weird and almost not unsatisfying, but you would have felt
like, it was, like, an unfinished storyline.
Right,
it was like,
right. And I feel like, okay, that we probably don't ever learn how it all ends. But,
no, yeah.
I think it was good, too, like, that showed that the doctors, like, they gave their opinion and they, like, properly educated. But then at the end of the day, like, it's...
It's the patient's
your choice.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, fucking, yeah, Grey's Anatomy, putting trans people on television. That makes me so happy. McSteamy, I just... I'm really glad Derek... I kept saying to Brie at the end, I was like, oh, fuck, Derek's going to see her with Sloan and it's going to turn into this thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't, which I was happy about because I was like, I can't handle that.
No, I just wrote, Derek wants to start over. My last note was, oh, they kiss. Which I forgot they kissed at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
But, like, are they going to be in a relationship now?
I don't know.
Like, I can't remember.
No, because there's
so many back and forth with them that
right.
I really can't
don't
remember.
Don't know where we're at. I don't know.
I think they were at where they don't have sex.
Mm. We'll see.
I guess we will.
Next week on the on-call room.
Also, before we get, Sydney.
I wrote Sydney, no, at first.
I wrote, am I Sydney?
I had a moment in it where I was like, I think I'm kind of Sydney.
Yeah, like, that's outside Izzy talking. How's inside Izzy? I was like, fuck, is that me?
We already met her, right? When she was
standing in
for Bailey.
For Bailey, yeah.
So, and doesn't she at the end sort of have a redeeming moment there as well where, like, they think she's just this flighty whatever and then...
Oh, it's with the bacteria thing. Karev or Christina or something gets really mad at with the flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, yeah.
And she saves this woman's leg.
Yeah.
And kind of tells off Preston Burke.
Right. Oh, yeah. I feel like, how can it be that we analyze every episode and I still can't remember, like, if we've seen it or not? But Sydney's annoying, yes. But I like her. And I like this redeeming moment again that she has. And I like that, like, she fucking gives Izzy a talking to because Izzy was being an asshole. Like, Izzy deserves to have a fucking peer counselor.
Yeah,
like,
she absolutely
needs one.
Does.
And clearly she does. And it was just very sad what she said.
Well, and just like, I lost a child and it's okay that like, we're not always okay. It comes in waves. And then Izzy being like, it's constant. Which, like, you know that type of, all right, if you don't know that type of grief.
Right.
But like, that fucking sucks.
Right. I feel sad.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel sad.
Yeah, it was like everything that was happening at the hospital was very sad.
Yeah, it's very dark.
And then it ends with George's dad.
Fuck, this is just
like we're getting worst. Like, so we have Christina and Brooke, I mean, that whole storyline.
Yeah, what are the main things of the season?
So that was kind of like put on pause, but we did see the tremor showed up. Uh-huh. So we know like that's still around. But like Brooke talks about his like, Christina and I are a team. Mm-hmm. So like we got a team of Christina.
Yep. We know Brooke. It's going to end somehow. Yeah.
Then we have something kind of resolved, Meredith and Derek.
But also,
but where's that going to go? And then we have, like, George and Callie has been a thing. But then George's dad just shows up.
Right.
So that's going to be a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then Addison's breaking down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think those are, like, main.
I think so, too.
Oh, and Izzy, like, coping with her grief.
Right. But her whole thing was season 2, I feel.
Yeah.
Like,
but I feel like Karev doesn't have a big storyline right now. Izzy doesn't really have a big storyline right now.
Is this the season that Karev does with that one woman, or is that like later? That's like season 5. Never mind. It's because it's the season 5 finale that I love. Dun, 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 that good song.
What?
Face Girl.
I think that's this season.
Oh, like we meet her?
Yeah.
That
or
drags out.
4.
I bet it's 4. Because, yeah. So. Why did I write, the older I get, the dumber the storyline is? I'm not talking about George's dad. That's a good, sad storyline. But, like, what did I write that?
Wait, what was that note?
The older I get, the dumber the storyline is.
Oh, was it the Meredith thing?
Or maybe it's Burke. Oh, yeah, maybe it is the Meredith thing. Because it was before they kissed. When she's just like, no.
No, when she was like, you walked away.
Yeah, I was like, fucking A. Yeah, like, look at him look at you and introduce himself and be
smile.
So fucking cute. You aren't with Finn anymore. Like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, seriously. It's like that fucking back and forth. Like, she goes to him and he's like, I need space. She's like, that's totally fine. He took 44 minutes to go to the woods, and then there's too much water under the
you
whatever.
You walked away.
Like, oh,
too
my.
Much water under the whatever.
Like, what are you talking about, Meredith? You
yeah.
stupid, dark and twisty bitch. Like, get over it.
Also, Christina, just stop. They just... This is a stressful season.
This is a really stressful season.
Those were all my notes.
Those were all mine, too.
I want to see if there's any goofs. I thought... That, oh, no.
None?
Fuck, they're getting better at filming. It originated from Where the Boys Are, originally sung by Connie Francis, and the episode scored 20.65 million viewers.
Million viewers.
Isn't that crazy? 20 million. Now we get like 6 million or something.
Is there any way of them figuring out how many people actually
are streaming and stuff? I don't know. I'm sure there is, but I don't know where it would be posted. Look at these gentlemen fishing. I can't wait to post these stills.
Yeah, we're going to post some great stills of these.
Whose fishing outfit did you like the best? We have
Chief Avi.
Chief in gift shop apparel, bucket hat.
Yeah.
Derek, God, he is sexy.
He's a sexy motherfucker.
His one little gray swoop. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, look at all their outfits together. This looks like a behind the scenes shot.
I'm still going to go with Chief. He has a nice pullover on with a bucket hat and khakis. He's the only one who brought pate.
Look at Karev brooding in this photo.
Karev's not wearing a good camping outfit. He's wearing jeans and tennies and a khaki
army.
Green.
George looks like what I would wear.
Like a puffy vest with a with a beanie.
Oh, let's look at Walter. My computer's so loud. I keep pushing it farther away.
Walter has a khaki jacket on and a flannel.
Yep.
And Joe has a flannel on.
I think I like Derek's like fleecy thing though.
Yeah, Derek.
Look at, oh wow. There's a lot of.
Let's see their photo.
There's a lot of
please
photos.
Please post that one.
Can we go fishing and take photos like we're them?
Yeah.
What we should do if we had the budget for, which we don't or the time, is to like every week when we post the episode, like us recreate a scene.
Do you know who Celeste Barber is?
Yes, you talked to me about her.
Yeah, she like recreates like ads of women or whatever. It would be hilarious if we did like.
It's like
we could actually have like Instagram go viral of that.
We could. It's like Kirby Jenner.
Yeah, exactly. We're not funny enough.
And we don't have enough time.
We don't have enough clothes.
We don't have enough listeners.
We don't have enough.
Speaking of listeners, if you want to support us, we have a Patreon account.
Patreon.com/
Dion Call Room.
You can co-host, you can join the Facebook group, and you can...
And you heard about maybe what our next bonus episode is going to be.
Yeah, which...
Super cool.
I still have half a full glass of wine, so...
So who knows? It could be coming in hot.
Yeah. It is mid-April.
It's April.
It's J-April.
J-April.
Jackson and April. Do you have anything else on this episode?
I don't think so. I just think we should probably rate it.
Yeah.
Rate her up.
I liked it much better than the last two.
I agree.
I didn't love it. No, but I think because it's iconic to me, because the fishing scene and just all of that and the slap fight and Berg fake juking it out. I'm going to give it a 6.
Nice. 6 scalpels.
I liked it.
I'm going to give it a 5 scalpels. Right. I'm not too far behind.
Yeah.
I don't like hate this episode.
Yeah.
It's like middle of the road for me.
It's not one that I would ever choose to watch because I'd be like, oh, not this one again.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed
it's classic. It's a classic Grey's episode.
Yep.
So there's that.
There's that.
Support us on Patreon.
You can follow us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod. And if you do, you are a supporter, the Facebook group is the On Call Room Listener Squad. If you're wondering why you haven't been accepted to it, because there's like 25 of you that are in purgatory, it's because you're not a patron. So do that. It's $2 a month.
Or don't.
It's fine if you don't, but just maybe like, I don't know how to get rid of your
maybe
invite.
Like remove yourself.
And
if you're not interested.
Just also know, listeners, if you are a patron and then you change your donation,
you lose status.
Yeah, unfortunately. So
yeah,
just know that. And shop at A-Day.
And
we love you very much. And also we hit 40,000 downloads this week.
Wow, I didn't know that.
My streams, I guess I mean.
Streams.
Yeah, yeah, which is like a lot.
What happens when we hit 100,000?
It'll be in less than a year because...
But I'm saying, what do we do? Take a shot of tequila?
Yeah, that's a good one. I would like to do a live show sometime, but I'd be very nervous.
I would be so prepared.
We'd have to do it like behind a curtain, like the Wizard of Oz. So they just hear us, but they can't see
and
us.
We just have like, we're like moving. Can you imagine us like running around moving things?
I also think we should do it dressed in fishing gear.
Yeah, but like, you know, like how the
yeah,
wizard
he's running
is
around
like, yeah, like, that's like us.
Lights, smoke. Yeah. That would be us too.
Oh, that's funny.
We love you.
Wait, I have to call time of death.
Oh, good God, I almost forgot.
Oh my God. Okay, time of death. 2109.
Beep.
What the hell is going on?